Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics include Christmas music, guys. Christmas music.
Okay, I'll listen.
I'm not going to play any, but I'm just saying that there's some new stuff this year. Megan Maroney, Dasha, Dan and Shay all have new Christmas music out. So does George Burge.
Oh, George Burge.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who has the great memory, right?
He does, yes. Brett Eldridge and Kelly Clarkson. Chris Stapleton and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that?
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, it's kind of cool that, you know.
Betcha that would be pretty good.
Which one do you think you'd rather hear? Brett Eldridge and Kelly Clarkson or...
Well, I mean, it's hard to argue with Mr. Christmas.
It really is, yeah. I mean...
But also, Stapleton...
Stapleton, Kelly Clarkson.
And Kelly Clarkson are two of our finest voices.
Could be
a
very interesting
era.
Combo, yeah. I'll give you a little piece of this Brett Eldridge one if I can find it here real quick.
Now, sometimes he gets a little...
The world feels upside down.
Yeah, it's going to work.
Turn on the Christmas tree. Take me home and set me free. A blanket's good, but your love's even better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, okay. I mean, it's going to work out, right?
See, it's that's the kind of song I don't need to hear, though. Like, honestly, like, that is the thing.
That's the one you don't want? Because it's too, like,
no, man, I don't even know for sure what they were saying, but the sound of it was... Like sitting on the floor in front of the fire with someone you love.
Okay, I see what you're saying because it's not where you are right now.
Hey, I'm fine. I'm happy not having, you know.
I understand what you're saying.
A relationship right now. It's not what I'm looking for. But I will tell you, boy, the holidays, it is a time where it can, this is why people do, you know.
They have a little rougher time.
That's why it's cuffing season. Right?
I don't know. Is it?
I guess it is that time of year. Huh?
Yeah, it's cuffing. It's cuffing season where you just, because you start to go.
Oh, is that we're just looking for somebody to get you through the winter or something? Well,
You need that.
Yeah, short term is fine, is what you're thinking.
You want to, maybe you don't even go into it thinking short term. You're just like.
You just don't care.
Yeah, like I didn't think I wanted anybody, but okay. I do now.
Well, this one's going to save you then. Kelly and Chris.
Wrapped up in my arms, spending Christmas with me.
I like the other one better, though.
Yeah, because it's got the more sappy sound to it.
Oh,
right?
I'm a sucker for it.
You're a sappy sucker is what you are.
Yes,
baby,
I am.
Baby, put on the Christmas songs. You made me want to sing along. Your heart's good at making me remember.
Yeah, that's going to be a good song. I mean, it already actually is, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what we're doing for Christmas this year.
Your family?
Yeah. I feel like it's going to be, well, I think my brother is actually home this year.
Okay.
They've been on some trips around Christmas, but they're not doing that this year.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And so
home for the holidays. Boom.
Oh.
Yeah. My youngest son, I believe, is he's gone for like a week, but I think that's after Christmas.
Well, maybe you could have yourself a Merry Little Christmas with George Burge.
Burge.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, I like it.
Let your heart be light.
I've always loved George Burge's voice. I didn't imagine him as a Christmas carol singer, but I love it.
I did not either, Jay. I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I don't know if have you heard the new Dan and Shay Christmas stuff? Because of course it's ridiculous.
Well, I bet it has real good harmonies and stuff. And I would love to take a listen to it, Jay, if you don't mind.
Let's see.
If and you don't mind. And I'm going to paint a little picture if you don't.
If I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't.
I'm going to paint.
Let me find this one.
A bad picture and a good picture.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit more of a Tempur-Pedic. I'm going to give you more of a commercial.
Ooh, yeah, Tempur-Pedic.
Right. It's going to give you a little more upbeat.
Oh, my.
Santa's on his way. Listen to me. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Tell me why. See, that's a fun one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That is upbeat.
Also, if you really want some fun, look at the video of them. They're okay. Roller skating down a street dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh, that's fun.
That's great.
Both of them dressed as Santa?
Both of them, yeah. And Shay, of course, is singing, and Dan is playing the guitar singing. It's just hilarious. It's very fun. So, you know, and then, of course, they do the, you know, all the traditional stuff and all the slow, sappy stuff, which I'll play one for you first, but at first I got to get this Tempur-Pedic ad out of the way, which I'm not going to say on the air.
Huh?
What?
Of course not.
Catch up.
By the way, did you know that Kelly Clarkson is going to be hosting NBC's Rockefeller Christmas Tree Special?
They invited her back, which why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So December 4th.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Bye, Keith and Steph. Thanks for thanks for Christmas. See you guys. Enjoy the night together. Bye, Ben and Jasmine. Bye, Jody, James. Bye, guys. See you. Love you. Oh, bye, Coop. Coop and Alyssa. Goodbye. Bye, Tyler and Sadie. I get in my car. And you start to drive and you look over to the passenger seat and you realize, all I have is some pickles from Steph.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's tough to get you to go to the movies anymore. Apparently, I will be going to the movies around Thanksgiving or the first part of February.
Kevin James.
I'm February.
Oh, whoa. What happened there? Thanksgiving's now moved to February.
December. First part of December.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Just thought about that. Do you think the movies are busy or dead tonight?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, it's also a Tuesday, so it's not like it's going to be a big movie night.
Right, but Tuesday is the cheap day at a lot of the theaters.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, I don't know, Jay.
I think Tuesday is the cheap day for everything, isn't it? It's like, oh, your flights are cheaper, and apparently the movies are cheaper.
Cheap Tuesdays.
Yeah. Cheap chicken. That's Monday, though, right?
Cheap chicken Monday.
Yeah.
Just thought about that the other day. It's been a long time. That was a staple for a while with myself and
ooh,
Coop.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, but, we used to love that.
Oh, cheap Steve, chicken Monday.
I thought about this yesterday. You know, at Costco, they have the rotisserie chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to start asking you, you know, because I feel like I'm in Costco every week to 10 days, whatever it is. Do you want me to, like, grab one of those for you? I feel like it's perfect for you because you could make more than probably one meal out of it and... They're super good.
I just had one of those, or I have one of those currently.
You, not the ones from Costco, but
no.
You went and bought one.
Yeah. They do the same thing at the other stores.
Well, sure, but not for as cheap.
Careful.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Careful what you say.
Also, because
I'm a chicken lover and a guy who buys them places not at Costco. I mean, I don't go to Costco.
Yeah.
But it's a different deal.
Yeah, it's very good. And I can get you one. If you want, I can start getting you one. They're $10. I can get you one.
Oh, wow.
I feel like the ones I get are like $7. Or $9?
But I already told you they weren't as good.
They're not as good, huh?
Yeah. No. $10. Good deal for you.
$10.
Yep. How much are you upcharging me on this?
I mean, $5.
100%. He's charging you
100%. Are they $5 and you're charging me $10?
Yes,
what's going on?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
I still can't believe they're $5.
No, I don't. I feel like every time I mention it, they're going, they hear it because, you know, obviously they listen. And then they're like, yeah, you're right. So I'm going to stop saying it.
Wait. So they're legitimately $5 and you're charging me $10?
Yes.
Well, he's got to go there, gas.
I mean, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You're there anyway.
You're welcome. You don't have to take advantage of
it. I wouldn't balk at it. Buck. If you got me a chicken for $10.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'll ask. Next time I go, I'll just see. And, you know,
yeah.
I'll be that guy who gets like three or four of them.
I'm not going to look the gift chicken in the mouth.
Thank you, Kevin.
Not this guy.
I mean, Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Topics.
All right. Let's negotiate here, Jay.
Okay.
How about $7.50?
No.
$8.50.
Mm-mm.
$9.
Nope.
$9.70. Wait, you're not even giving me other. You're just saying no.
I'm negotiating.
You've never seen Jay negotiate. This is how it goes.
All right, $5, Jay.
No, it's fine. I don't have to get one for you. I mean,
five. All right. $9.85. That's my final offer.
Okay.
Wait, that's basically.
It's basically $10.
15 cents.
That wasn't worth it at all.
Yeah. Well, depends on how
much.
You're
bad at negotiating, I guess. It was on this day, guys, in 1935, when Parker Brothers released Monopoly.
Oh boy.
Would you like to play a game about board games?
Board game game.
Time now, Steve, are you a board game lover or liker?
I do like board games, yeah.
Okay. That's a bummer. How have we not played together?
That is kind of weird.
No, I'm disappointed in my family, too, because we have not been playing games at Thanksgiving or that type of any family gatherings.
Well, who was the initiator of that originally? Was it you? I feel like it could have been.
I will give my ex-wife a lot of credit.
Karen?
My ex-wife, Karen, she did like bringing games.
Sure.
And kind of would get everybody, you know, let's play. And then Everybody was always into it.
You got to have that
My
person.
Sister is also that person. The problem is that her husband likes to bring his games.
Okay. Like Madden?
They're more like, I don't know what these games are called. Now, I played a couple of them, and they are fun.
Okay.
But to me, it's just not the same fun and laughing and jovial attitude of a board game.
They're too serious?
They're like the card one. They're kind of like little cards, and then you pass them out. Like the one we played was a sheriff.
Poker?
No.
Okay, that's the funniest joke you've told all day.
Thank you.
Good work on that one.
Yeah, it was something like somebody was a sheriff and the rest of us were outlaws, but you had to find out who was who. And it's kind of fun. I mean, I definitely enjoyed playing it, but we do those a lot, it seems like. And then that just kind of, once that happens, there's not enough people to play anything else. And so, I don't know. We haven't played as much, and that's sad, Steve. I promise our next family event that you are there, we will play games.
I think that's a great idea.
Let's see.
Steve, fun.
By playing a game, I'm going to give you two words.
Okay.
And you see if you can guess what the board game is that these clues lead to.
I do like that.
Okay. History wedge.
History. Trivial Pursuit.
Thank you, Jay. And is it what color?
Oh, history is.
You can do it.
Oh, boy. Yellow?
Yes. Yeah. My guy. this is a weird, because I don't know if it's two words. Pop-o-matic.
You know that one, Steve? Pop-o-matic, pop it twice. Blah,
blah, blah. Oh, is it like Bop It? Wait, that's not a board game.
No, it's not. Jay, do you have it?
I think I do. It's Trouble, is it not?
Trouble!
Yeah. Oh.
There it is. How about Lead Pipe?
Clue. Oh, that's Clue.
Ugh. Clue. Too easy, right?
Yeah.
Too easy. Molasses Swamp.
Molasses Swamp.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
No. This is one that it's probably...
Is it Candyland?
Yes, Jay. Okay. I was going to say, it's probably been too long since you guys played it.
Good call.
Triple letter.
Oh.
Scrabble?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I do love me some Scrabble.
What's your favorite kind of eggs?
Scrabbled eggs?
Yeah.
I do love them. Let's see. I got one more for you. Let's see if we can get this one. 20-sided die. Boy, I know this game, and I would not have got this one.
Yahtzee?
No.
No, it's not 20-sided.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I feel like Dungeon and Dragons is a 20-sided die, too, but that's not going to count.
Oh, just one die. Okay.
One die that's got 20 sides.
I don't think I know that one. I mean, I remember seeing the die, but I don't remember...
Scattergories.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a hard time.
I would have never got this.
Remembering that right? I think Scattergories might have been one of those games where we didn't always use the board.
Okay.
And just played the, just.
Sure. Yeah, I think there's a lot of games that end up kind of like that. You're like, we don't want to do all the rules and stuff. Let's just, if there's cards or whatever, we'll use those. I could see that. I don't think I've ever played that game.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the dice now. The die. You never played Scattergories?
I don't think I have.
Do you want to?
Like right now?
I don't know.
It's election day. Let's just leave you early.
Steve, have you played Scattergories?
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
I mean, I'm not really good at any of these games, but I like to play. I'm there for moral support more than anything.
Hey, that's fair. As long as you're all in, if you're going to play, then that's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get super into, occasionally, catchphrase. Like when you're playing with the disc.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The actual puck.
Yeah, yeah.
Or puck or whatever you want.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just, if you're going to play, I don't even care if you stink at it. You just have to really try. Because if you're not trying, then it's no fun. Then you're like, no, you're not too cool to play the game.
Yeah, at least try.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I take them and I divide them into little Ziploc bags.
Mm-hmm. Do you count them?
Kevin James.
Or just pour them, by the way.
I count them, my man.
You count them?
Yeah, 28 nuts.
Thanks, my man.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I just want to let you know real quickly here that the nomination form is now up for the Big 99.9 Coyote Country Christmas Wish. So if you have anybody in your life or you know of somebody or a coworker, family member, whatever it is, who, might be needing a little help this holiday season, you can go to the big999coyotecountry.com. You'll see a little logo, a little graphic over there. It says Christmas Wish. Click on that, and then you can just scroll down right in the middle of the page.
Very simple.
A nomination form, and then also on the left-hand side, there's also a donation form. So
we do need both sides of it. That's kind of the cool part, is it's like a... Some people can help just by donating, and then others, guess what? You can help by nominating
a family. Absolutely.
Somebody who needs some help this Christmas season, and should be very cool.
Also, if you want the easy way to do it, you can just text WISH to 509-441-0999, and it'll send you the link to all that stuff.
Oh, perfect.
So there you go. So, yeah, we'll obviously, as we get closer... We'll talk more about it, but the nomination form is officially up, so that's always awesome. So you can nominate somebody right this very second. All right, let's do it.
Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, Kevin.
Well, Jay, you at one point.
By the way, hold on
life.
For 1 second. We'll play the big jackpot momentarily.
Oh gosh, I almost forgot.
No, that's okay.
Goodness gracious. Oh. Do we want to do it now?
No, it's okay. You can do your clip, and then we'll do that. But we'll get somebody lined up. In fact, if you want to be the seventh caller right now at 509-441-0999, you can do that. Steve will get you lined up, and then we'll play the big jackpot, and hopefully you can win some big money.
You had a teenage daughter in your home at one point. Now, you were very blessed in the fact that your daughter was maybe a little different than the average teenage daughter.
By being grown up, you mean?
Yeah, and I'm sure she still had her moments.
Sure, of course, yeah.
But
still a teenager. But.
Yeah, I don't know that you got all of it that some people experience with a teenage
girl.
I'm
sure some had it worse, no question. Yes. Yeah.
And so here is Tina Fey describing to Jimmy Fallon what it's like to have a teenage daughter.
Having a teenage daughter is like having an office crush, because you just like always like you're thinking about them a lot more than they're thinking about you. And you just like go up to their door and you're like, a bunch of us are going to eat dinner. You're probably busy. Like,
yeah, you're probably not interested. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go with us,
that's hilarious.
Isn't that, I mean,
it's pretty true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
might be for all teenagers, actually, but yeah, that is interesting. You answering yourself, you just kind of like, and then never mind. I know you're not interested. Nah, forget it. It's fine. Hey, don't worry about it. But do you want to go? No? Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Let's do it. Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. The pot has been growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. That's what happens with every wrong guess. The jackpot gets bigger. We had a guest this morning. There was no winner. Now Jordan's going to give it a shot. What's up, Jordan?
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
I think signing you up for a little bit of cash would be a cool thing.
Heck yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people would be like, oh, did you vote and stuff? Say, don't worry about it. I won some money today.
Yeah, I got some jingle in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly. <Ooh. laughs> Well, let's see. I'm going to give you the clue, and then you're going to give us the guess, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Let's play.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
So we know from 7:30 that the jackpot is bigger than $555. Jordan, all you have to do is guess the correct number, and then that amount is yours. What do you think's in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot this time around?
I'm going to say $572.
$572. Let's find out.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
We're looking for 572. Come on, baby.
$582.
Ooh. Oh. $10. Well, yeah, darn it. Look, here's the good news, Jordan. We're going to play again at 3:30 this afternoon, and the jackpot will be bigger than $582. Okay, buddy?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Have a great day. All right, well, there you go. That's how it works.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but...
Oh, my God!
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Growing jackpots are great.
They are, and it's that thing where it's like, I'm bummed I missed it, but it's going to get bigger, right. And I can call back in and guess anytime.
Exactly,
so
yep.
That's the good news.
The next two times, if we don't get a winner, 3:30 and 5:30.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Let's put it this way. I don't feel terrible, and really, it's just every once in a while I got some snot, man.
Kevin James.
Steve has some snot.
Do you think it's your fault or is it snot?
It's not my fault.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is free and can be yours with a simple download. Then you're always there. We're always there for you. You know, you're like,
yes.
Maybe you're on a run, maybe you're on a walk, maybe you're at work, maybe you're like, oh, I can listen secretly. No one has to know. I can put my headphones in, I can put my AirPod in, or whatever the case might be when you know, sometimes you just don't have to happen to have a radio nearby. Boom, app, free, do it. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, anytime, anywhere. It really does make it easy.
Felt like I was being bossy for a second there.
No, you should be, though.
Didn't really like the way that came out, so, you know, we'll try
boss
to fix it.
Boss away.
Yeah. You are the boss.
Not of everyone. But let's go ahead and qualify. In just a few minutes, we'll qualify someone for those Seahawks-Cardinals tickets. That game's coming up on November the 24th. We will qualify you for the drawing in just a bit, but right now...
Final thoughts.
You can kick it off, Steve.
All right, so there was heated discussion about the fact that I keep boxes.
Yeah, that was weird.
So for like my fan, keep the box just in case.
No, that's been 15 TV. Years.
Yeah.
Mini little fan, and he has the box.
Yep. TV.
TV.
That's less than, oh no, it's about a year old now.
Microwave.
Ooh, what just happened here? I did something.
He has the box for all of them.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. Yeah. So here's my question. If that is weird, then why is it not weird? Or maybe you find this weird. When people have like to keep things in mint condition, they have them boxed and just saved. You know what I mean? Like
because they're not using them?
Yeah, or to like to keep it so it's
sure.
worth more money or whatever. Like,
well, that's their goal most of the time is to keep right. it so that it's obviously in choice, never used condition so that they can sell it for more.
Right, right, right.
You're saving the boxes for like appliances.
Okay, maybe that was a bad comparison.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
Would you like to try again?
Hey, look, I'm going to sell you my microwave or my fan.
In the
box. It's in the box.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I used it for 3 years, yeah, yeah, but it's in the box.
But that's worth more then, yeah?
I mean, they might just seem to think that you probably took better care of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, oh, that's a well-cared-for fan.
Right.
It's got the instructions, too.
But then again, the total value of the fan is like $12.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, it's got to be more than $12.
No.
Okay, $15. Again, you're looking at something that could be valuable versus something that's never going to cost that much, even if you bought it new.
All right, maybe I am in the wrong here.
Boy, that's something that for you to say.
That had to hurt, didn't it?
I mean, a lot. But
yeah. I'm just going to Google. Let me see what I can find.
Boy, here. But then I'm going to have nothing in my apartment.
So you have that small microwave, right?
Does he have a little microwave?
No. It's normal size.
Yeah, it's like the size of the one on the counter out there, correct?
I feel like it's a little bit bigger.
Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll move up to a 1.3 cubic for $140.
Okay, that sounds about right. I probably spent about that much.
There's also one for $49 and one for $70.
Yeah, but the one I got,
yeah,
box included,
yeah, for $140. Yeah, and you try to sell it for the price of a new item.
What?
Yes.
You would probably try to sell it for the price of a new item.
That's right. He probably would say, hey, it's worth $140. It's what it is online.
Oh, no.
And somebody on Facebook Marketplace go, I'll give you $15.
Well, you got to meet somewhere in the middle.
I'll get you a chicken for $10.
Final thoughts.
Unbelievable.
Kevin.
Yeah, that same fan you have, it looks
did you
like
find it?
Is available right now, like at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
$19.99.
Well, but the main reason.
I got one for $16, Kevin.
Okay, all right. Let's.
That's like a chicken and a half for you.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and that's not the same fan.
No, this one's actually better. This one. Way better, honestly.
Okay. Is this the same one?
Yeah, that looks to be it.
It's $19.99.
Okay, well, whatever.
But in the box.
But also, that's not the main reason. The main reason is for transporting it when I need to do that.
Yeah. To try to keep it safer.
Yeah, like if I tried to walk, when I brought this in, if I tried to bring it in just all willy-nilly with no box.
Right, yeah.
Think about, I mean, the cord would be all over the place.
Oh, no.
I could trip over that.
True.
You could wrap it up.
Well, there's that.
That's a good point. All right, I'll come back to you.
Yeah, work on that argument. Kevin?
Wow. It really is something. I wish I wouldn't have done this. It was something the other day that I was scrolling through on social media, and it semi-interested me. And so I was like, oh, that's... So I kind of watched the ad for a minute, and then I was like, oh, somehow I... You know, pushed it, went to it. Now I'm into their page.
Right.
Or whatever. So I still watch some stuff because I was like, well, this is kind of entertaining, whatever. Okay. But now, it is all I get.
Oh, no.
I mean, they are bombarding me so bad that I may just have to do and buy what they want me to buy so that it just goes away.
You're just getting bullied into buying what they're selling?
It's not super expensive, so I'm just like... Guys, if I buy, I'll make a deal. If I buy it, will you stop showing me these ads?
That's funny. And it's all on social?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you get rid of those.
How many chickens?
Final thoughts.
It's the only way they learn.
I honestly.
The chickens?
Now, that was funny. Kelsey Ballerini posted... After her, you know, she recently released an album. And it went to number one on Billboard. It's called Patterns. And she said, thank you all for the truly craziest few weeks of my life. I could cry till I threw up.
Oh, wow. And happy tears.
I could cry till I threw up. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
but I'm not interested in finding out.
Yeah, maybe. I've seen a little kid do it.
Sure. Because they can't control their breathing.
They cry,
or
yeah,
whatever.
They get the breathing, and then maybe snot gets going.
Exactly.
And then
they're just like, oh, yeah, it's interesting. I never heard that from a grown up before, but.
And she's happy.
Yeah, and there's that. Yeah, there is that. So I hope those tears are great and you don't puke.
Yeah,
it's my wish for you, Kelsey. Happy Election Day. Hope you don't throw up. Also, Kevin, when you mentioned the ads that you're now getting, I've been getting ads and text. Unfortunately, I'm on a lot of text, and I could easily opt out, but sometimes it's kind of fun to see what they are, entertainment-wise, for me. The number of Black Friday texts that gotten are ridiculous. And I just wonder, because, you know, I know Black Friday has changed substantially, because I started, you know, oh, it's Black Friday, November 1st. I started getting them November 1st.
Yeah.
And the only thing I wonder is, well, first of all, are they really deals? I always wonder that. And secondly, has it ruined it for those people who used to make a family event out of it?
Ooh.
Maybe, although I got to imagine they still get good deals.
So they still
go. And
there's
less people out and about.
Yeah, that might, if that's
the
truth.
So that maybe makes it better.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, and I guess, you know what, now that I've said it out loud, it doesn't matter even if you need to go shopping. The Black Friday group that wants to go, it was going to go.
Yeah. Because
it's, you know, it's more of being together with the family. And I don't know if you know this, but even if you think you have all your Christmas presents purchased, I bet you could go buy another one.
Oh.
Has that ever happened?
Yep.
I mean, it's never happened in my house.
No. The Big 99.9 Coyote.